BBC News with Julie Candler. The senior US Republican Paul Ryan has warned against any rush to judgment as Donald Trump faces what his critics say are the most serious allegations to beset his presidency. The president is accused of trying to get the former head of the FBI, James Comey, to drop an investigation into reported links between a senior member of his administration and the Russians. The US has decided not to reimpose sanctions on Iran's nuclear program. This is despite President Trump's bitter criticism of the deal President Obama struck, under which the Iranians agreed to curb their nuclear activities. The new French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said he was getting to work immediately with the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, on overhauling the EU. Mr. Macron was speaking alongside Mr. Tusk before the two men began talks over dinner. Mr. Tusk said that millions of Europeans saw President Macron's victory as a sign of hope. Hungary is facing a two-pronged campaign from the European Union to drop new laws restricting asylum seekers and non-governmental organisations. The European Commission has written a letter warning Hungary that it's been breaking EU law since March by automatically detaining asylum seekers. Italy has been taken to court over its failure to clean up or close down 44 landfill sites that pose a serious risk to human health. The European Commission said Italy should have brought the dumps up to standard nearly 8 years ago. The Naples mafia has been accused of making billions of dollars a year from burying toxic industrial waste on agricultural and housing land. The Colombian government and the country's second largest armed group, the National Liberation Army, have resumed talks in Ecuador aimed at reducing everyday violence as they negotiate a peace deal. Colombia signed a deal with the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, in November after 5 years of negotiations. BBC News.